My name is Amber Marie Beard, and I am the Vice President of Sustainability for Six Senses Hotels, Resorts, and Spas. That includes everything from initial design through operations in terms of how we build our buildings sustainably and operate them in a sustainable manner that is beneficial to both, obviously, profit, planet, but most essentially to people. Both people within, our own employees and our own staff, as well as our guests, and including the communities that we operate into, which are very key to our sustainability platform. Sustainability and wellness are inextricably linked, and that goes globally as well as at Six Senses, especially as they are the cornerstone of what we offer and what we're known for globally to all of our guests. We see a really big future in terms of combining health, wellness, hospitality, especially with the growing aging population moving forward, and increased awareness for personal health, as well as an increased amount of wellness tourism that is growing globally as well. So, as we aim to be on the cutting edge of that, we definitely want to be partnering with organizations and institutions that are also seeking to drive and continually push the momentum of that forward. In the hospitality industry, when we do bring these integrated wellness programs or introduce something new to the lifestyles of our guests or our employees, the hope is that there's this ripple effect and there's this larger impact versus the initial engagement or the initial stay. Because when you're introducing health and wellness to, personal, to a single opportunity or a single stay, you want the true health last beyond that stay, right? It's not just going to happen within a week and you're fixed and you can go and do your thing. You have to continue to seek health and wellness in your own personal life beyond that stay. So I think that the ultimate success would be to create that culture within this population of travelers and, explorers, and so that they not only seek the initial experience with Six Senses, but that they go out and they live it in their daily lives as well, and of course come back to enhance their wellness and health through ongoing programs and things like that. So it's a growing awareness, I think, in terms of health and wellness importance, in terms of personal health, planetary health, and then the impacts that it can have externally as well across different industries. We are talking about personal health and planetary health. And a lot of the same challenges that I see in sustainability are those also that you can see in wellness, especially in the hospitality industry, because there is this disconnect between the education, either in terms of the operations, in terms of the initial design, in terms of whatever it is. There's is that disconnect, like, from the industry itself. So it's either sustainability and hospitality, or it's either wellness and hospitality. And it's not like it's just a part of the typical core curriculum. Rather, it's a subset, or it's an extra set, or it's a special program. It's not part of the standard, I would say, standard toolkit for those aspiring to work in the hospitality industry. And if we're looking to create true change, either in sustainability or in wellness, and needs to be part of the core curriculum just as a standard operating academic procedure, so to speak. Because unless it is, then it's always thought of being something more, and it's seen being something beyond, or like almost like a luxury item, when it really should be just understood as best practice, or the way forward in the industry. So I think that the academic aspect in terms of in making it a basic component of the curriculum programs is going to be a true game changer for the industry, because without that, whether it be in hospitality or whether it be in architecture or whether it be in even community development, unless that idea or that concept of health or wellness is part of that from the very beginning, it will always be seen as an add-on. And when it's bolted on instead of built in, you lose a lot of the opportunities that you can get when it's always been a part of the driving design or the part of the driving strategy.